And you fought!
That's why this one coat costs $800, and that costs $200. If I don't know what that costs, I'd be ashamed to wear it. That's why I'm wearing certain shoes, and it rolls like butts, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
All right, thank you for joining the ESBC Betting and Sports Financial Podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is, like always, to make us money. The second purpose is to make you money using business and financial concepts to do so, right? The sports market is just like the stock market. We're getting a lot of folks from the ETF world coming in for sponsorships because they like how arbitrage makes you money in the market, and we use that to bet games, right? So every single business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. So the outcome has been that we're at 470 ROI. What does that mean? That if you would have invested in Tesla, you would have seven times your money, 700%. The average return on the stock market is 50%, right? We're 470%. So we've made you more money than what you could have made in the stock market. Now, in Spanish, they say, ningún hombre es una isla. El que solo lo hace, solo lo paga. So if you are in business and anything else, if you are the smartest person in the room, you're the toughest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. That's why we have the Marine Josh Luna with us to break down the playoffs. All right?
Let's do it. Yes.
Do it. So.
Can't wait to put my stimulus package through this. At least through your games and retirement account.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what you're going to do, right? You're going to put your stimulus in the winnings from your playoffs in your retirement account.
Let's do it. Let's make this money. They should have gave us $2,000. So we're about to get $2,000 the honest way.
Exactly, right? Without the government.
Yes.
Just us. They can't rush the capital on us, man. That's a fact. Probably between you and I, we're a combined bench press, I would say around 1,000 pounds. But what's the first game we're going to handle?
Let's get this first game. Bills, Colts. Rivers is still looking for his first Super Bowl. And the Bills are looking like Super Bowl contenders. How are you feeling about this?
You're right on it, man. You're right on it 100%. Bills are going to cover the 6 points. I think Frank Wright's a genius, right? He made Peterson. He made Carson Wentz look good, right?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
Notice the difference. So he's a very smart coach. He'll keep them in the game, right, until the fourth quarter. But I've been noticing, and I made some money on that last night with Arizona State USC. And I'm starting to make money on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. UCLA. Yeah. Arizona State, UCLA. UCLA, even without Chris Smith, had more stamina than Arizona State. And actually, I think Arizona State has more talent than UCLA.
Yeah, I guess you really could have won that one, but they didn't play a game for a few weeks.
Right, they haven't played in 19 days, and they were tired. So stamina is going to be big, right? Stamina is going to be big in the playoffs, and since the Colts are traveling to Buffalo, I believe this game is going to be close until about the fourth quarter, and then Buffalo will take over the game. And again, this is a theme, right? Just like in business, we're going to have a guest from the big guest for us from the financial world, right? And we're going to talk about financial philosophy and making money. So statistics do not work in football. Analytics do not work in football, right? Who agrees with me? Urban Meyer, who's going to be the new $12,000 a year coach at Jacksonville.
Yes.
He agrees with me, right? So, but key statistics are important. If a quarterback is going to be the theme of the first round of the playoffs, if a quarterback can get three first downs with his legs, they win 75% of the time. So between Josh Allen, right, and Philip Rivers, who can run better, Josh Luna?
Josh Allen's going to make the plays. I mean, he's trying to capitalize on the MVP caliber receiver.
Absolutely, and I've seen
Deebo.
You know,
he could run for those first down.
Yeah, and I've seen Deebo. I don't think he can do it much longer because Josh Allen is a very valuable commodity, those planned runs. But in the playoffs, you can justify planned runs for Josh Allen. And for that and many other reasons. What's the over-under in that game?
The over-under is going to be up at this for you right now. I thought I wrote it was 52.
52. I see it going over 52 points.
Okay. I believe it. Bills offense has been firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, no, they've been scoring a lot of points. Eberhaus, who's the defensive coordinator for the Colts, will end up being the head coach of your Houston Texans. And the reason we talk about the coaches, we'll lay the ground well. The reason we talk a lot about the coaches is because in fundamental analysis, which is a tool you use in finance to determine investments, you look at the corporate governance of the teams, which is the coaches and general managers. So, first game of the playoffs. I think it's going to be early in the morning, too.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Nice. So, get up early, do those workouts early, and then come home and drink all day watching the playoffs. Get your mind off everything else. So, first game. Hey, with the crazy week we have, you can't just sit and lose money to watch the playoffs. You need to make money. I'm going to give you the winners. So, look at the Bills -6 over 52.
Okay. I like those picks.
Nice.
I like the Bills and I like the offense going on.
Right.
Tell me how you feel about Sean McVay and that Rams offense going to Seattle and playing that Russell Wilson and that defense.
Again, especially in the playoffs. If a quarterback can make three first downs with his legs, they win 75% of the time. So let me ask you a question, the Marine Josh Luna. And again, in a week like this, we got to thank you for your service, man. Thank you for who you are.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Who can run better, Russell Wilson or Jared Goff?
Russ.
Right.
But that offense has been pretty slow the last couple of weeks.
Right. So he's going to take off, and a lot of these quarterbacks are going to take off a lot more than they do during the regular season. The Rams, this is another reason Russell Wilson is taking off a lot. The Rams are legit against the run. You can't run against the Rams. And the Seahawks can't run anyways. You got to look at coaching philosophy. Pete Carroll, right? He's pretty much the general manager of the team, too. That means that he gets all the goodies for his defense. You know, it took a long time for him to pay Russ because he just wants guys for his defense. So that cheapo Seahawks offensive line hasn't been able to run block for years. Another problem the Rams are going to have is number 14, man. Number 14 is ridiculous. He's a ridiculous athlete.
Yes.
And he's going to make some plays. However, I think the Rams are going to cover 4 points. And it is because the total's low. The total's low, 42.
The total for the last couple games between these have been pretty low. Defensive games between these two.
Yeah. And McVay is on the clock. So since they losers kick field goals, winners score touchdowns. And I get that from Steve Spurrier. Spurrier used to say, if you're a loser team, you kick field goals. So the Rams kicked 3 field goals. And I encourage anybody, I think it's only on the Pac-12 channel, but you can find it, the sequence when Aaron Rodgers had the number one ranked Cal with Deshaun Jackson back in the day, went to USC, and they just kicked field goals because it's the bend but don't break defense, right? So I think he's going to figure out a good zone beater because Carroll has not shown his red zone defense until the last 6 games of the season. And he showed it against the Rams last week because he wanted that home playoff game. And he wanted to win the division, probably get some bonuses for that. So that's the real zone. So Boy Wonder is going to figure out how to do it one time. So he's going to score touchdowns and probably a couple field goals. But still, he'll get that one touchdown to go plus the 4 and then over the 42. So I look at this game being 27-20 Seattle. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I think Seattle's going to win about 20-16. Get the plus 4 for the Rams.
All right. So you say it's going to go under.
I think it's definitely going. I think it's going to go on. I believe so. I think these defensive teams, they're just going to keep it really low scoring. I'm not sure who's going to start at quarterback for the Rams, but if I'm the Seahawks, I'm not scared at who is starting at quarterback.
Nice.
I'll take my chances. And I think it's going to be a low scoring game, but I am taking the Rams to cover Seattle winning.
Got it. All right, cool. So we'll make sure that I'll have the playoff spreadsheet and where people can click and look at it. So this one, we have a split decision, right?
Yeah.
We have a split decision. We both agree on the Rams covering, but I'm going over. The Marine Jarsoon is going under, right? So for people listening, right, you're betting $1,000 a game, put $1,000 on the side, right? And then put $500 on the total that you think is right.
Yes.
Because, teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. You just give him a fish, you give him just one fish. So you want to make people learn how to do investments. What's the next game?
Well, I could tell you someone that's giving plenty of fish the last couple of years, 20 years, Tom Brady with the Buccaneers, traveling to the Washington football team.
Right.
How are you feeling about that one?
It's going to be very interesting. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Tom Brady will now disavow Donald Trump?
I don't think it matters. I think that he's getting ready for a football game. And
I think, I don't know.
It's his first ever wild card game.
Yeah.
I think he's going to show off, and I think they're going to show Washington, and the rest of the NFC what the Buccaneers got in store for us.
Right. It's going to be an interesting game. I think he needs to give back his PPP loan. But the show's about football, not politics. So I think the Rams, I'm looking at 27-10 Tampa Bay. They're going to keep most of what they do on offense for the next game because Washington's not that good. And both quarterbacks are statues up there. So I don't see I don't see the running aspect being a factor like it is in the other games. So I'm thinking this game definitely goes under. And the average score of an NFL game is 45. The point total is 46. So I look for this game to go under the 46, 27-10, Tampa Bay covering the 7 or 8 points. I would, since we're doing all the games, we're betting on all the games to get to achieve arbitrage, which I'll define in a moment. You got to buy that point, make it 7, and keep the total under 46. What do you think, Maria and Josh Luna?
I'm thinking the same. I'm thinking the under. I think the Bucks are going to really handle it for them.
Right.
And I'm excited for those Saturday games.
All right. So you got your Saturday games.
That I'm really worried about, though.
Uh-oh.
Sunday, and the main one I'm just really having trouble with, Ravens-Titans.
The Ravens and the Titans.
Lamar can't go 0-3 in the playoffs.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And the guy off Jeopardy, he made a lot of money with the statistical return to the mean. So this is a return to the mean game, right? Return to the mean would be that one thing goes one way, right? But the law of averages is going to make it swing the other way. If one thing that made us a lot of money this year that got us to 470 ROI, return on investment, means that we started with a bankroll of 50 grand and we're up to the point where you pay 14% in individual taxes here in California. So then I know they're listening to the franchise board. So we had expenses, and I got my witness here of expenses. But what that means is that since Lamar Jackson's gone 0-3 in the playoffs, the chances of him going 0-4 are very minimal. Revenge game theory, I don't know if it's COVID-19 or what, but it's usually 80%. It's been 100% this year.
Yeah.
So it could be one of those things. It's going to be one of those things where the coaches are like, oh, I got COVID-19. I got to take care of my kids, but I don't give a bleep. Those guys beat us last year. I'm going to stay up all night watching film on them.
Yeah.
And what happens? We made money on that. So
they want to get them back.
Exactly. It's like Harbaugh hasn't slept. All he's done, and Martin Wig, and then Mr. The defensive coordinator for the Ravens, right? They lost in the playoffs. Again, stamina. The Titans, Tennessee has one of the highest COVID-19 outbreaks, and the Titans do as a team. They haven't been able to work out. Their defense has been a sieve. Everybody's ran up and down. So I'm thinking the Ravens and the over whatever it is.
Yeah, it's going to be Ravens. I believe it too. And it's going to be an offensive game with Henry, Tannehill. Not really impressed with the defenses for both teams, but I like Lamar's as well.
Big time, big time. So you never bet more than 25%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never bet. Yeah, you never bet more than 25% of your bankroll on a game. So if you have 100,000, you never bet more than 25,000. And we have it in the episode notes, the top 10 rules of betting, right? I have an MBA financial securities license. So we use financial and business concepts. However,
okay.
Do I double down on this game, the Marine Josh Luna?
No, because this game is really close.
I'm going to go money line. Let's say, hypothetically, for the IRS agents out there or franchise tax board, this is hypothetical. Let's say I have 100 grand in my bankroll. I'm not betting 25% of it, but I'm going to double down what I usually bet, which is $1,000. So I'm going to put $2,500 on the money line, right, on your Baltimore Ravens, and I'm going to put a grand on the over, which I believe is 52 right now. I'll make sure the episode noted on Twitter. I
54.
Put, well, 54. So it's going to be over 54.
Okay, well, from one MVP to another, Drew Brees hosting the Bears and Mitch and Khalil and that team that's just been started off so hot and that's been slowing down. How are you feeling, Saints, Bears?
Bears defense let me down. They must be worn out. Chuck Pucano, cancer survivor. We have a lot of cancer survivors, right? We got Ron Rivera, and then you have mental toughness and Alex Smith, Chuck Pucano. This seems like 100% coaching mismatch, right? Who's a better coach, Sean Payton or right? Who's a better quarterback, Drew Brees or yeah? So this has blown up, written all over. But how does Vegas make money, right? They make money on favorites and overs. So I think this you're gonna pay a high price if you bet the over on this game. So I'm looking at this game is probably gonna be 30-10. So take the Saints minus 10 under the 40 something points, right?
Yes. No, I don't think it's gonna be very close. I think the Saints are kinda on a mission to really get things going. They gotta, make that a Super Bowl appearance for Drew Brees and Peyton. But they gotta make a deep run going. They don't wanna waste the last run couple years that they've had.
And now that Donald Trump has been banned off Twitter. You can look for clues because coaches and teams, when they really feel confident about something, they'll give you clues. And Kamara's been tweeting. So heavy dose of Kamara means that the defense is going to be worn out, right? Defense is going to be worn out for Chicago. So look for that game to go under. But what happens when you run the ball? The clock keeps running, right? And that means game goes under. And the Saints, right? The Marine Josh Luna has watched a lot of football. How many years have you been watching football?
20.
20 plus years watching football. And he's telling you that the Saints are ambitious about this year. What does that mean to us? They're going to keep things in their pocket for later games. Salesmen think short term. Businessmen and women think long term. Right?
Yes.
So, for that many reasons, they're going to keep things in their pocket. Okay?
Yes.
All right. That is the wife. Let's see what she wants. She's here. All right. So we're going to stop the podcast for right. The Steelers and the Cleveland Clowns.
I'm thinking that the Steelers. Browns are going to be missing too many people. They're going to be without the head coach. I feel like the Steelers are going to get it done on Sunday night.
Yeah. The Steelers had the advantage of playing them last week. And it's funny. What's his face? The head coach of the Steelers, Tomlin. He always talks about having that edge, the advantage on time. So him resting the guys last week, right? Him being able to arrest the guys last week gives him an edge. I think they've been hiding the running game for the playoffs. So look for the Steelers to cover. But I still think that game's going over the what's the total in that game?
The total for this one is at 48.
All right. So 48. And I'm looking under.
Okay. I'm thinking under too. I think Steelers going to have control of this game, save some plays for the next game. I believe they're going to play the Bills. They got a big game against the Bills. What could happen? And I think they're going to have control. Win this game probably about 24-17, maybe 27-17, but hit the 100.
Right. Right. No, I agree. 100%. So feeling good about all that. So we got the Saints, and the Bears. We did the Steelers, Bears. We got hit all six. So you got 12 picks. You got to hit 10 out of 12, 52.5% is break even. Our goal is always 70% to hit that margin. And that's why we get such a high return on investment, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, the last game we're going to cover is going to be a fun, really good distraction over the impeachment going down on Monday. And it's going to be your Ohio State Buckeyes. Let's call it +9. What's the over-under in that game?
Let me check Bovada real quick.
Yeah.
I know ESPN had it at 75.
Right.
But I just, you know, want to make sure that we got it.
Right, right.
And, you know.
Right.
For Bovada, they got it right now. Oh, it's they have it at plus or at 8, and it's 74.5. How are you feeling about that one?
Yeah, if you live in the past, you die in the past. So I think in the past, this game would go under.
Yeah.
But depends on Justin Fields, how really healthy he is. But what I'm hearing, too, is that Ohio State has great trainers. And Coach Day knew he had a special team. So those guys have been running steers and sprints 24-7. I hear that there's been an issue with the trainers at Ohio State screaming at him over and over. You went through this in the Marines, screaming at him over and over.
Yeah.
6 feet, wear your mask, right? 6 feet, wear your mask. 6 feet, wear your mask. And they're ready to fight somebody, right? So they're going to be in shape for this game. Nick Saban's defense, the, you know, Johnny Manziel beats him. In the theory, not the theory, the practice is that Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll defense, even though they've won 100 Super Bowls, a lot of national championship games, they do not account for the quarterback. Nobody does. It's always, you see that +1 all the time. I'll do a Twitter video on that. So for that and many other reasons, and I think Sarkisian, his best play, he's going to leave it for the Texas Longhorns, right? So
yeah.
We're looking at Ohio State +9 over 74. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. I think Ohio State's going to keep it close. I think Alabama's going to get the W. But it's going to be a pretty fun championship game for the 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, no. Same here. I think it's going to be a phenomenal football game. A lot of going up and forth. And I think really for the most part, it's going to be a situation where the health of Justin Fields is going to be a determinant in that game. And since they have great trainers, they'll be fine. But it's funny, Cardell, forgot his last name, but Cardell was on Twitter. Cardell Jones was on Twitter. He's like, hey, remember what happened the last time Ohio State got a backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So
I think that was the last time he played football.
Right. Right, and he got buried on the San Diego Chargers depth chart. All right, man, so final words. We got winners for people. We got people like 14 winners. You go 10 out of 14, you're doing good. Right? What are final words, the Marine, Josh Luna?
Actually, you know, I can't think of that. Let's get it going. What do we got here?
Yes, we've gotten an amazing, I call it 34 weeks in a row because it's 17 weeks of college football, 18 weeks of college football, plus the bowl season, plus 17 weeks in a row, right? A profit with the NFL. So we're fortunate, lucky, and good that we live in such a great country that we can, you know, I could take my Bitcoin card out, right? And just betting games, right? Just betting games with this Bitcoin card. We're buying gasoline and groceries, and my wife has an bought gasoline without it being off a Bitcoin card for 11 years. So we give this all away. Instead of paying $300 to Action Sports, you get the information for free and you get the house, right? This week was Return of the Mean, right? Since Lamar Jackson has lost 3 playoff games, he's not going to lose 4. He's going to return to a middle, to a mean. And we close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you live. Thank you for listening and watching and growing, man. We grew 33%. Sponsor wants to talk to us. So thank you for growing, sharing, and liking the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast.